If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1096. Four Steps to a Strong and Durable Body by Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Hello, happy Tuesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I simply read to you from the best health and fitness blogs for free. I cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors, and always with permission from the sites. And on Fridays, I do something a little different. I answer your questions related to stress management, nutrition, fitness, weight management, and more. You can send me a question at oldpodcast.com/ask or email it in to health@oldpodcast.com. I thank you so much in advance for sending me your questions. I love listening to and reading them. I love responding to them. And so again, if there's a health-related question that's just been nagging at you, go ahead and send it in. And with that, let's jump right in here today's article and continue optimizing your life. Four Steps to a Strong and Durable Body by Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. You're not a house, obviously, but imagine if you were. Would you put the roof on first? Would you put the walls up without any support in them? Would you be slapdashing about the whole thing? Hopefully your answers would be no, no, and of course not. But so many people build their bodies in this wrong order, slapdash manner and then wonder why they experience the consequences of having done so. When you build your body with the attention and craftsmanship of building your forever home, because your body is just that, your forever home, you're likely to see your aches and pains simmer down. You're likely to feel more capable and more comfortable in your body. You're going to become stronger. You'll be able to take on more. You'll become what around here we call becoming unbreakable. If you want to build an unbreakable body, you shouldn't start on the roof first. This is like when someone who was living a sedentary lifestyle yesterday decides to do a high-intensity strength and conditioning program today. That's the roof, and you haven't put the foundation in yet. And speaking of foundation, you don't want to skimp on that. This is like when someone does a few prehab drills before their real workout and assumes it's enough to ensure everything that makes up the foundation of your body and your fitness is taken care of. It's not. And you certainly don't want to neglect your home over the years. Just because you did some strengthening of your body 6 months ago doesn't mean it will last forever. A home needs upkeep if it's going to last. But enough of the what not to do's. Let's get to the good stuff you should be doing to build your body so that it supports you in becoming unbreakable, both now and for the long haul. 1. Build your foundation. The foundation is the thing which you'll layer everything else on. If you don't build a solid one or fail to have a foundation at all, you'll run into problems down the road. One part of a strong body foundation is building your joints so they function as they are built to function. Most folks have at least one joint, and usually many joints, that don't work like they're intended to. It's all too common to see shoulders that don't have enough active range of motion to lift the arm overhead without compensating in the neck, and to see hips that haven't seen the ability to rotate internally or externally in a decade, thus making all motions at the hip compromise upstream into the back and downstream into the knee and ankle. It's putting the cart before the horse to try and do a workout that includes push-ups and shoulder presses if your shoulder doesn't even work like a shoulder. And the aches and pains that come with this cart being before the horse shouldn't come as a surprise. Building a foundation is also about introducing gradually increasing doses of the stressor. You wouldn't force a kid who just learned their ABCs to write a thesis paper on quantum physics. And you shouldn't expect the tissues and systems that make up your body to do intense workouts if you just stopped your sedentary lifestyle yesterday. It's understandable to want to go hard and tackle your goal of being fit and strong, but the sooner you can recognize truthfully where you are at and dose yourself accordingly with movement and exercise, the sooner you'll see consistent gains. Your body will respond to the signals you send it, but if you send more signals than it can handle at this time, the responses your body makes will be mediocre at best. If you don't know how to dose yourself accordingly when in the foundation building level of things, a coach can help tremendously. It's why I built the Unbreakable Body Jumpstart Beginner Track Program, so that folks in this stage could get the guidance needed to make real, measurable progress in the first 8 weeks of building fitness. 2. Maintain your foundation. You've sent signals, you've gotten responses, and your body has formed a foundation of function, mobility, and strength. You can't stop the upkeep. Remember that your body is always responding to the signals you send it. So, if you stop sending signals that you're using the full range of motion in your hips that you worked so hard to build, your body will stop prioritizing the maintenance of it. This doesn't mean you have to keep doing all the workouts you did before to get to this place, plus add on any new workouts you're doing now. You'd never stop working out if that were the case. But you do need to send a consistent signal to your body to tell it to maintain what you've built. One way to do this is to move your body every single day. Specifically, to move each joint through its full range of motion every day. That's why folks in my coaching group have a daily movement series they do as many days of the week as they can, which guides them through the maintenance work needed for their body in a 15-minute routine. 3. Layer it up. When building a home, they don't build the foundation and then put the roof on. They build layer after layer of structure and support. This, in turn, makes the house a fortified structure that can withstand the test of time. Now that you've built a foundation in your body and you're maintaining it, you're likely noticing the benefits. Your job is to solidify that foundation with more strength and support. To go back to our learning the ABCs example from earlier, you can read now, so it's time to move on to the Harry Potter series, or similarly awesome young adult novel series that is totally not just for young adults. Introduce training that incrementally increases the tolerance of your tissues, the force production you can make, and the endurance you can sustain. This is the meat and potatoes of getting stronger. 4. Increase complexity. This is the part most people start at when they should have started with building their foundation. Complexity is what helps you specify your fitness for a certain thing you want to be able to do. It's why someone who is great at CrossFit and thus considered fit may try their hand at jujitsu and get totally crushed. Or when people ask those of us who are climbers how many push-ups or pull-ups we can do, we're like, I don't know, 10? Fitness isn't the same for every endeavor, but that's the joy of having built a foundation. Once you've got your foundation in place and you're maintaining it and have layered on more support and structure, you get to expand into more specific and more complex sports, activities, and ways of moving. To increase and expand your capacity of what your body can handle, you must make things ever so slightly more complex for your nervous system. If it's a skill you need to learn, you start introducing your strength to the specifics of that skill. If it's a level of metabolic conditioning you need to acquire, you start introducing your current cardiovascular health to a small taste of the metabolic conditioning you want to achieve. Slowly over time, as you introduce more of the complex thing to yourself, you adapt and become capable of doing it. Your forever home. Your body is quite literally the home you live in forever, and it's never too late to build it to be strong and solid. Thankfully, your body is always ready to respond to the signals you send it, whether you're 20 or 80 years old. Remember that it may be exciting to do the stuff in step 4, but if you haven't built your home using steps 1 through 3 first, you're going to have to go back and take care of those steps at some point. You just listened to the post titled, 4 Steps to a Strong and Durable Body by Kate Galliott of theunbreakablebody.com. We're driven by the search for better, But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Dr. Neil here for my commentary. Kate's example of a regular CrossFitter that tries something new like jujitsu and finds it exhausting is so true. Their body isn't used to performing the moves that jujitsu requires. Similarly, if a person that excels at jujitsu but has very little training with CrossFit type moves, they may find it extremely difficult to make it through a workout like Murph or DT. But as Kate mentioned, because these individuals have built a solid foundation, they will actually adapt more quickly to other types of movement. Their heart, lungs, and muscles are well prepared for these new demands. The foundation has been built. They've already got the appliances installed, and now they're just adding some upgrades. So if you start with a strong foundation, you'll find that alternating between different structured routines will be a little easier for you than for most others. But again, you must start with the foundation. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for listening every day. I hope you're having a great week, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.